And our community connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by Jane Phillips Medical Center and Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors. We'll feature the students and programs of Tri-County Tech coming up in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and again, our community connection this morning, as we mentioned, featuring the students and programs of Tri-County Tech. Not a student, but Cheyenne Stevenson to talk with us this morning from Tri-County. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's Friday. It's sunny. We do need some rain, so I can allow for that tomorrow and postpone my having fun on Sunday. That'll be
yes,
good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you are well into the spring semester, I would guess somewhere around midterm, but I don't remember exactly how your schedule works, so I'll just say coming up on spring break.
We are. This is actually our last day of class before spring break, so next week we will be closed, the whole campus.
No lunch,
unfortunately, but yep, so we get to be off and just enjoy our nice weather here, so I'm excited.
Well, I may ask, but it's not germane to this program, so I won't ask what you're doing for spring break, but I'm sure it'll be enjoyable for you. We are into talk about last several programs. You've been bringing in students, talking about the individual programs and how they are progressing, and of course, featuring particularly that dual enrollment, high school students taking classes at Tri-County.
Yes, I am out in our high schools a lot trying to recruit these kids to come to Tri-County Tech. So I see them and I'm excited to showcase them to the rest of the community. So I want to make sure I bring them in. Today I have some marketing students.
Okay.
So we're excited to talk about that.
And chatting with both of them before we went on the air, they're both in first year marketing.
Mm-hmm. They're in second year marketing. One of you? Both of them. First year marketing, you're right. I thought one of them was in second year.
That's okay. When it comes to it, it's one of those keys of interviewing. Don't ask too many questions you don't already know the answer to, you know.
Perfect. Yeah.
That's okay. I have been wrong before and will make mistake at least once today on the air. It's fine.
Great.
Who'd you bring for me?
So I brought Cassidy McKee and Mac Zavala. So Cassidy is actually from Oklahoma Union, and then Mac is from Nowata High School. So we bring them from two different areas and bring them to Tri-County Tech in the morning. And
same county,
send them
so
back.
They could theoretically ride the same bus, although schools wouldn't do that. But you brought me a bio on one of them, and I'm going to summarize to say, carried the title of Miss Rodeo Oklahoma Teens, spent last year traveling the state of Oklahoma and probably into Kansas as well, promoting the sport of rodeo, doing interviews on radio and television, and traveling to rodeos across the state, speaking to groups of young people, and so we'll start with Cassidy. And Cassidy, first of all, nice to have you in here this morning. Thank you so much for coming, and what got you interested in Tri-County?
Yes, well, thank you for having us, Charlie, and I got interested through Tri-County because I knew I wanted to take some class there. I wasn't exactly sure what. But through my experiences with Mr. Leo Clementine, as you already mentioned, I got to experience marketing firsthand, going out and getting sponsors, knowing I had to pay my way throughout this whole year, all my traveling expenses, I had to get sponsors. So I put together a marketing plan, a sponsorship packet, and presented it to these sponsors. And once I went through that process, I'm like, oh, wow, this is kind of cool. I like this. And so I'm like, where can I go to gain more experience? And then Cheyenne came to my school and did her recruitment and spoke to us about all the different programs. And I found out that Tri-County Tech had marketing. So I decided to give it a go and see if it was what I really enjoyed and wanted to pursue.
And so far, you're sticking at least through the second semester, so it's working for you.
Yes, I really enjoy it. I've always wanted to go into the medical field, and right now that's still kind of my plan, but the skills I've learned through marketing, I can carry on to the medical field to help me better market myself and my future business.
Well, and of course, just looking at it, you know, possibilities, I mean, we see marketing on a daily basis from hospitals, from doctor's offices, pharmaceutical firms, all through the medical field. There, even if you stayed with that and didn't change your mind, there's all kinds of possibilities.
Definitely. And, you know, you're never going to be the only doctor's office in town. You always have competition. So having the marketing insight that I have and will continue to gain will help me better market myself and rise above the competition.
And, of course, again, you know, doctor's offices, hospitals, specialty hospitals, probably every one of our university broadcasts, OUTU, OSU, mm-hmm. all have got at least one hospital advertising there, and all kinds of other things. So it works, you know.
Yes, it does. It does for sure.
So far, and I realize that you're still haven't completed halfway through yet. But mm-hmm. I got the impression talking to you before we went on the air that it's work. I'm not going to say it's not, but you're having fun.
I am having fun. As I spoke to you off the air, we have a somewhat smaller morning class, so it's really a one-on-one feeling. If the students are very close, because there's only five of us, our teacher is awesome. She's always there to give us that one-on-one help because she has the ability to. And that's one thing I love about Tri-County Tech is it's all hands-on, but it's very one-on-one when you need the help.
So you're already producing commercials and marketing pieces for print, for web, for digital platforms?
Yes, somewhat. We actually 2 weeks ago, I believe, we worked on a brochure for Run the Streets. And so they picked their favorite brochure of the 15 students, and they will be producing those. And we right now are in our entrepreneur category. So we are creating a business that we would like to start hypothetically. And then yesterday we worked on shooting our pretend commercial for that. So it teaches us the commercial skills, the editing skills even, to work with the software for the commercials, and then obviously the print and digital side of it as well.
Okay, well, I will come back to you, but I want to get our other student involved, and let me make sure that I get the first name right. Mac Savala, is that right, Mac?
Yes.
Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
And you're approaching it somewhat from a different perspective because you already are involved in your
Correct.
Own business.
Correct. So I got involved in Tri-County Tech. I was talking to my counselor, and she mentioned the marketing program, and it really intrigued me. So I came and met with Ms. Miller, and I knew that it was going to help me propel my business, and especially with the big move to Bartlesville because I started in Nowata. Mm-hmm. I knew that it would do nothing but help me, and it's done that.
Yeah, I have been in situations where somebody from the whoever we're working with at the time, was talking to a business and they said, no, I don't think I need any more commercials. And I said in the back of my mind, I said, you don't want any more customers? Anyway, so it's a matter of getting the word out to people, that either existing customers to keep brand loyalty or picking up new customers.
Correct.
How you been doing so far?
I've been doing awesome. I just competed at the state competition for DECA.
Which stands for?
It doesn't actually have an acronym.
Okay, then let's go right ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was at the state competition. I placed first, which means that I'm going to be going to the international competition. That's since I got first, it's being paid for by Tech. So I'll be leaving on the 25th of April to Anaheim, California to compete at their international competition.
What was the presentation you made?
I was in the business growth plan category. So it's a category where you already have to have a business and you have to go over a 5-year growth plan for your business.
And just a little bit of shameless promotion, what is your business and where is it?
Bartlesville Tech Care, computer and phone repair downtown Bartlesville in the Pioneer Building.
Okay. So if you were putting together a commercial for that business, mm-hmm. what points would you mention?
I would mention our fast turnaround time. We stick to a 24-hour turnaround. I would also mention that we're cheaper than everybody else, so.
Sounds like a good deal. I think everybody looks for quality workmanship at the lowest price.
Correct.
Okay. Coursework so far, as far as you both come into it with, first of all, a preset idea of what you want to do, some goals in mind, but and you've both done some work, so you're not starting from ground zero. But so far, what have you built onto to what you came in with at the beginning of the fall? And ladies first, apparently.
Well, I had a very basic knowledge of what marketing was just for my sponsorship encounters, but I've been able to, like I told you before before we were on the air, we start with the very, very fundamentals, so you don't have to be intimidated coming into a class thinking that you're going to be thrown into the fire and have no idea what you're doing. Ms. Miller, she starts you out from the ground up, and so we start with everything from just the basic knowledge of what is marketing to being able to create an actual marketing plan. So it's really neat to see the progression, because I know for me at least, I was honestly intimidated coming into the class because I had very little marketing experience and I thought I was just going to be thrown completely into it right off the bat. But you work up from the basics to being able to create a business plan that you need in real life.
Okay, and just, I'm just curious, you didn't have an existing business, but you came up with a, right now at least, fictitious business so you could market that one.
Yes, sir. I don't own my own business currently, but I hope to in the future. So this thinking of a fictitious business has really helped me to know all the ins and outs of what would go into actually owning my own business.
But you did put together something for an existing nonprofit organization.
Yes, the Mr. Lo Oklahoma Teen Organization. I carried that title throughout last year, and we have to pay our own way. So once we win, we have to figure out how are we going to pay for all this. It's not a cheap journey, that's for sure, but one definitely worthwhile. So I went out to different businesses around my community, as well as some national sponsors of rodeo, and said, this is what I'm doing, this is what I need, and can you help me in this? I put together a PowerPoint I would show the sponsors that were close to here, and then also I put together a whole sponsorship pamphlet with my bio, the places I would be, and all the different levels of sponsorships and what they would get for each level of sponsorship. So it was really an interesting process seeing when I had to really divide down, okay, who's going to give me what and what are they going to get in return for that? Because obviously, yes, they want to help you, but they want to get something out of it too. That's what a sponsorship's all about. So being able to see that side of the marketing and getting just that very basic insight was really, really eye-opening for me, because I've always been stuck on the medical field. So this really opened up some new doors for me.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're well down the path to where you want to go.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And let's just come back. And again, you're working with an existing business, but I'm sure you've picked up some skills over the past 6 to 7 months or so.
I have. I think the interesting thing about Tri-County Tech is that in the marketing program, you can really change a lot of the coursework to match what you're doing in real life. So it's not all textbook. It's really no textbook at all. So you can really change whatever you're doing to help you in your real life.
And so the projects that you're working on, you see an immediate application for what you're working on?
Absolutely. Right now we're working on a fictitious business, and I'm actually working on an expansion of my business. So I can incorporate that into my real life. And so they're talking about a fictitious business. I'm working on my expansion of the business, so I can actually work on my business 2.5 hours of the day while I'm in school. Well, so
and that's great, and you get a grade.
Correct.
Have you found yourself as a unofficial recruiter for next year's program?
I have. Tons of people I've recommended over to Tri-County Tech. I've even got, I think, 3 officially registered. So, yeah, I strongly promote the marketing program.
Have you talked to Cheyenne about getting commission on? Never mind.
I wish.
Same question. Are you an unofficial marketer for Tri-County now?
Oh, definitely. You know, just like Max said, it's a great organization and has definitely helped both of us in different ways, and as it does everyone that comes. It's such a great stepping stone before you go to college. You're treated like an adult when you come to Tri-County. It's not like your typical high school, and that's one thing I really love about it. It's all hands-on, and so it's a great experience. So of course I'm recruiting people, and you know, many of my close friends and family, they're aware that I'm attending Tri-County Tech, so they'll often ask me, hey, what's it like? Should my younger daughter go there? What have you learned? And so all the time when people ask me what I think, it's, yes, you need to attend. It's going to better prepare you for your business, for college, whatever path you may choose. It's just such a great stepping stone. And I've definitely told people at my school, and not just about the marketing department, but any department that might better fit their needs. Mm-hmm. If Tri-County Tech is just an amazing organization and as a whole, but of course we love the marketing department because that's what we're in.
Of course. Well, I'm going to have to do a little bit of that myself right now. Our program, of course, is being brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. First Baptist Church and Tallgrass Motors, and we'll continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And continuing a community connection on 1400 K1 and talking with, again, Cassidy and Mac from Tri-County Tech, well, actually from Nowata and Oklahoma Union High Schools, taking classes through Tri-County Tech through a dual enrollment option, which makes it nice. And I guess I know you started out with Cheyenne, but somebody had to actually say, let's get enrolled, let's play with some, you know, papers and pencils or do an online enrollment or something. How do you get hooked up?
Yes, well, Cheyenne will come to our school as the recruitment officer. She comes and tells us, gives us a little slideshow about every program at Tri-County Tech, and then I believe she hands out a piece of paper that says pick your first and second option of what you would like to tour at Tri-County Tech, because sophomores will take a sophomore tour of the campus. So we do that, and then after the tours, if you're still further interested, she will come back a few weeks later and give us paperwork and an application to fill out to actually apply for Tri-County. So if you attend the Parent Day or the Open House, I believe it's called, you get extra credit on your application for coming to that when you apply to Tri-County Tech, because obviously some programs can't take everyone that applies to them. There's a limited number, so you'll receive extra credit for that on your application. And then the application process is pretty basic. You know, it asks why you want to come to Tri-County Tech, what's your interest and all that. So you fill out that application and you give it to Cheyenne, and then a few weeks to a month later, you will get a reply in the mail as to whether or not you've been accepted.
Okay, well, that makes it really pretty easy.
It is. It's very simple, and, you know, like I said before, definitely worth your while to fill out a short and sweet application process.
Okay, and again, we'll remind folks that Tri-County Tech is on spring break next week, and I'm going to just jump over here to Cheyenne again. I don't mean to slight you, Mac, but I know I have a couple more things I need to talk about. Things like community ed and probably flex and fast track programs and things like that.
Yes. First, I want to start with our summer camp. So that application is up on our website. So we are excited for our youngins to come in. So we have a summer camp June 5th through 9th for 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. So that's current 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. And then another one June 12th through 16th for the 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. And so that's every day, Monday through Friday that week, 8 to 5. So we feed them and everything. You want to register before April 14th and get that early bird discount of $195. So we have a few different camps this year. They're exciting. We have an electronics camp, an engineering camp, robotics camp, computer science, a neat chef camp. So if your student likes to cook or maybe wants to learn how to cook, that one will be really exciting, and they'll make a treat for the parents at the end of the week, so that might be worth it for you. And then a lab rat one, so that's our biomed science. So if your student wants to learn what it's like to be in a science lab and figure out how to be a lab rat, then they can come to that one.
Okay. So,
really exciting stuff. But we are closed next week for spring break, but you can still register online, or once we come back to campus, you can drop in and register.
No spring break for the website.
No spring break for the website. Still working.
Okay. We got about a minute and a half left, Cheyenne. What else?
So we do have a lot of community education. So we have different types of community education. We call these our experiences. Mm-hmm. So you can come and take a fitness class. We have a new, really nice fitness facility. So you can come take a class for several weeks and pay for the whole class, or you can drop in for just $5. So if you want to try it out first and see if you like it, and then go ahead and join the class. So we have yoga, we have a neat Bali X, which is a new cardio, high intensive kind of dance fitness class, and that's really fun. Raj teaches that. Then we also have throwback dance party, circuit training, and knockout if you want to get a little more serious. But of course, we always have our culinary classes. Another couples cooking is coming up. Couples cooking Chinese is on the 27th. That's a Monday.
Okay.
So that's just $69 per couple. You come in, you cook. They have everything ready for you, so you don't grocery shop. You just cook, and then you eat, and then somebody else cleans up for you. It's a little date night.
Win-win-win all the way around. Sounds like a great idea. Right. How does Piet sign up for some of those?
You can go to our website, so tricountytech.edu/experiences. So you can register there. That's perfect during our spring break. You can go ahead and get signed up for those classes, or drop in, or call us at 918-331-3333.
One of the easiest phone numbers in the world to remember. Tri-County Tech. Again, parents, if you if you're thinking about something, your students mentioned it, hey, you just heard from two of them that say something to the effect of, it's great, let's do it. News on the way next.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. Senate President Pro Tem Mike Schultz of Alta says a teacher pay raise bill that doesn't include funding amounts to giving teachers